fucking kidding me? What the fuck?
My bad.
Well, that was the best way to start a podcast ever.
Dun dun dun! Dun dun dun!
Get a sports update or some shit. Fuck. Welcome to episode 5 of the Chronicles of Stupidity podcast. Fuck.
Can you believe we actually made it to 5 episodes?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That's that shared brain thing that we have.
For fucking real sometimes, man. But also
donuts.
Fucking real.
Is that what you're thinking of?
I was thinking of
a blueberry cake donut with sprinkles.
Something like that.
Okay. No?
Yeah. No.
Fuck. Alright. Yeah.
Fuck. Well, that's wrong. We are at a Target parking lot.
We always do this in parking lots.
Yeah, we do. It's convenient.
It's kind of our shtick.
For life. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
There's a parking lot somewhere.
We
have
made it.
And that's probably where we're going
to
be.
5 episodes now, which is halfway to 10, which 10 is halfway to 20, and 20 is halfway to 40, 40 halfway to 80, 80 halfway to 160, which 160 is halfway to something. I wouldn't know, because that's way too much for me.
Right, and you were homeschooled, so.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that's one something of something.
Right.
That's a lot of episodes. A lot of potential episodes.
Yeah. You know what? You know how, like, some podcasts, like, go on tour and, like, you know, do a live show?
Yeah.
You should do one, and it'll be in a
parking lot?
In a parking lot. The parking lot tour.
Just rent out a fucking parking lot. Like, half of it, or a whole thing.
I mean,
for our listeners, a corner.
That's the best thing. We need to get more listeners.
We'll just sit in the back of my truck. And, like, they'll just gather
we'll just be
around. It'll be like Jesus talking to the people. Stand up. Here, take this bread. And this wine. Except in our case, it's going to be here. Take this weed.
Yeah.
And these shots. That's close enough, right?
Yeah. Or I don't have one.
2019 Jesus, take this weed and these shots.
Take up my body. Jesus is just passing out a deathbed.
Everybody
take here. Take a hit of my body. Hit my body. Hit my body.
I love it. That's great. Oh. Man, he would be popular right now.
Drink up my blood and it's just like it's vodka like cranberry.
Fuck.
Wow, that was hella sacrilegious.
That was, but that's what
you know, that was funny though.
It was funny.
So don't get offended. Don't be a little bitch.
I bet Jesus is laughing. Dude.
I don't.
My guy wore sandals everywhere.
The Air Jordan.
With a fit like that, you can't expect not to get roasted once in a while. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
The Air Crucifixion ones.
This is gonna be the sacrilegious episode. Yeah. I'm just gonna say a bunch of sacrilegious shit.
Fuck
the entire episode. No, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that.
That's why we can't be at parties.
Yeah.
We start making jokes like this, and we're the only ones laughing. Everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Else is like, "Oh my god."
Everyone's like drunker than us, and they still won't even like laugh.
Yeah. I feel like there's like one buddy that I know of mine that's more sacrilegious than us.
And is it Joey?
That's Joey.
Because he preaches when he's drunk?
Yes.
Dude, this dude would literally quote scripture. Scripture. And like perfectly, man. 100%. Like he will have a whole sermon prepared. I'll never forget. He's like, Casey, tell him I'm coming to Holland Church next week because I'm going to preach. I'm like, holy shit, dude.
Shout out, Joey. He almost made me go back to being religious again. But not quite. Goddamn. Some of those sermons were pretty convincing.
Dude, remember the one where I'm just like, yo, dude, play How Great Thou Art?
Yes. Just start playing hymns in the background while he's preaching. He's wasted ass drunk. In his underwear.
In his underwear. He shat in his underwear, by the way. So just saying, there was shit stains on his underwear.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Dude.
He tried to make us think that he was demon possessed after he preached. And he was just shaking all over the floor, and he was like, "Do you hear the rumble?"
To be fair, it's kind of my fault for playing that Ghost AC song. But
and then at the end of the night, when he was mad, Joey, he was like, "Fuck you guys!
Fuck you guys.
I had you all convinced that I was depressed."
I love that guy.
What is it?
I had you possessed.
Possessed. Thank you. I'm sorry.
That was so great.
Had you all convinced that I was possessed? You know what that is? That's called acting. And I was like,
the best stuff happens when people are drunk or high. And here's why. Okay. Because, like, guys like me and you, we're nuts no matter what. We don't need substances to be fucking nutbags. But then you get guys that normally aren't, that as soon as they get a drink or they take a hit of something, all of a sudden, boom, now they start going nuts. And all of a sudden, it's them. That's, you know what I mean? So I think that's where it's fun, you know? And
yeah,
that's why I'm typically the guy who's like, I can be sober and getting other people drunk, and that'll be good enough for me, because I already act like I'm drunk and high all the time.
That's why they call you the white Bill Cosby.
Yeah. No. What the fuck?
6 minutes in. Rape joke.
Six. Well, you know.
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yikes. But it's yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, because I was gonna start saying some whole spiel about how you don't need substances to have fun. But I mean,
calm down, Nancy Reagan.
You know, I'm not trying to preach to anybody by any means, because I definitely
just don't.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Please. Say no to drugs. Say yes to tacos.
Don't do drugs. Do dances. You can't see me, but I'm dancing.
Yeah, and it's very white.
It is, of course.
It's like, it's so white that if there was a girl in front of him, her name would be Karen, and she would have the, I want to say the manager's haircut.
My cock in her hand.
Whoa.
I doubt that.
Make sure that she has small hands so it looks big.
Yes. Naturally.
Naturally.
That is why guys with small hands and big dicks, they should definitely get on the webcam porn things, because they can make some bank money on that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all what it's about.
No. Yep.
At the end of the day, I mean, there's probably...
Wait, webcam? Is that what it's all about at the end of the day?
No, oh, like...
Okay, you're going back to the not needing anything.
No, for having dicks.
Oh, okay.
Like, so, like, obviously, there are dicks in this world that are tiny, probably. You know, that are tiny, okay. That are actually tiny.
Yeah.
But, like, I think for the most part, it's all about proportion and, like, where you are, your situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Just
right
two
now.
Dudes, like, talking about dicks.
Yeah.
In the car.
So if you
you really want, he's doing the teeth thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how to word this. So if you're with, like,
I'm with you on this. Come on, talk it.
I don't know. Okay, I haven't seen enough dicks.
Whoa!
That's gonna be cut out and used against me at some point.
I haven't seen enough dicks.
I have not seen enough dicks. I have not seen enough dicks to be the judge of dicks. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know, okay, this is a big dick, this is a small dick. Like, if you start flashing pictures in front of me of dicks, it goes small, big. I'm gonna
like
be
there's
like,
gonna be no medium.
I don't know.
There's gonna be no medium.
No, it's like I gotta pick either small or big.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. Like, I'm gonna be overwhelmed. I'm gonna be like, I haven't seen this many dicks in my life. I can't make a decision. Versus, like, if it's the opposite way around, if it's like tits and stuff, you know, you could nail that shit really quick. You'd be like, oh yeah, big, small, big, small, big, small. But I just haven't seen, like, I feel like that's why women or gay men should be the judge of that, and not me. So I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know
He's going into some big John F. Kennedy speech right now.
That's.
Ask not.
I really hope
what
I
your country can do for you.
Ask not what your dick can do for you.
Ask not your dick, if your dick is appropriate size.
Can do for yeah. Ask what appropriate size is for your dick. What?
What?
That makes no sense.
Is it like Transformers as where Bernie Mac was like the car? The driver don't pick the car. The car picked the driver.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like that's your dick. Like you didn't pick your dick. Your dick picks you.
Yeah.
So
man, that's a weird picture. So if you imagine this, so there's just a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with
you. In some realm, there's a bunch of dicks just walking around waiting for a body to pick. They're picking. It's like at a store. There's a bunch of dicks just hopping around. Because it's just a ball and the dicks or whatever. Two balls, not one ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
so. I want to piggyback on that and say something real quick.
Yeah.
You know, like in those iPhone games that like you like start and like build like a farm or some shit? You know, you don't save up for all the like the best machines.
Yeah.
You save up for just like as you know, to get something that's good.
Right.
And you should save for the good machines.
Yeah.
But you're just saving up for something cheap.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what the dick that chose me did with my body. Everyone's like, you're gonna pick that one? Just save up and get a little bit more money and pick something else.
Get a black one.
Like, no. This is the one I want. I don't know. He's, you know? So, thank you, Mr. Octagon, for choosing me.
Yeah. That's such a weird image. Like, I love it, though.
Wait, I'm renaming my penis. It's not the Octagon anymore.
Mr. Octagon?
No, it's not the Octagon. It is 3, 2, 1, Maurice. I don't know.
Oh, that's freaky.
That's...
Damn,
power.
That's a crazy picture, though.
Yeah. Just dicks on a planet, on their own planet.
They pick the body. Like, the body is so much more of the body than the dick, but it's just a dick planet where they pick a body, and then as soon as they pick a body, get put on, sent over
now,
to Earth
could there
as a
be,
baby.
Could there be another world where, hear me out, where there's dicks walking around, but the dicks are the people, and... The guy's dicks are their actual heads. Like the person's heads.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the head of the dick is...
No. Oh. The whole dick is a person.
Okay, yeah.
All right? Shaft is the body. I guess like the outer veins are the arms, I guess.
Yeah.
And the balls are like the big feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So they're just walking around on their big ass feet.
On their big ass balls. Just walking ball by ball.
Shuffling.
Right? And you shuffle around. I don't know how you would drive a car with one testicle.
That would be rough.
Yeah. Let's
maybe they don't have cars.
Maybe.
They just really roll the balls up really fast.
Or maybe they have cars like in the Flintstones where they have to run, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just do that thing with the balls that you were saying, but like in a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. There you go. So, but like, imagine like the actual head, like this head. Your human head. With the eyes and everything that can talk. It's right there.
Oh, it's like at the head of the...
Yeah,
it's
like
on top of it.
No. It's the dick.
It is
the dick. The head is the dick.
So like, your eyes and your face and all that
are right there. Yeah. So when someone says you have a big nose or a small nose, that's if you have a big dick or a small dick.
I see what you're saying. Shit.
And then the girls...
Well, in that case...
For girls...
I guess that's not saying much for me.
Wait, no. Would there be guy dicks or girls' dicks?
What?
What?
Girls' dicks.
No, but like girl dicks. Like, what would be the girl version of the dick over in that planet? Like, what would be the girl version?
I guess it's just all guys. And then there's tits that are girls. Well, which one's more fun to picture walking around? A bunch of tits or a bunch of vaginas?
Tits?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe vaginas? Mm. How about just like a nice like puckered asshole? Just walking around.
I mean, that could be either gender.
True. I'll give you that.
Those are for the unsure.
That's we call
so
the
fucking wild, man. That's so
just
wild.
Dicks.
I don't know if I like this picture or not, but it's really weird. What if they're living their whole separate life and it's just like a reincarnation type of thing? So they're a dick
like
perfectly functional.
Like I die?
When they die, they reincarnate as a dick onto somebody's
dick.
Body. And then, now all of a sudden they're attached to somebody's body.
Yo, we're making a new religion.
Yeah. When you die. What if it goes back and forth?
Oh, shit. Okay, so when I die, I become a dick.
You reincarnate back into a dick again.
Oh, shit. And then when he dies, he reincarnates into someone who's kind of like me.
Right back again. Yeah.
Just a different person. Or maybe the dicks are like spirits, and they will just inhabit somebody. And your spirituality, like, no, your whole essence is actually your dick speaking.
Yeah.
And so you should actually think with that head and not this head.
Yeah. And so the dicks were there first. So technically, you're just like the reincarnated version.
Yeah, you're just like a second rate
dick that used to live and have a family and have a shit.
Fuck.
That's wild.
Holy
shit. Now I feel bad for living a shitty life.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I feel like I have more obligation to make my life better.
Yeah, I feel so shitty about eighth grade year.
Because some dick was probably having a great life. And then reincarnated into me and into my dick, and then is now like.
What I mean by eighth grade year.
It would be nice if I could do anything.
Right. What I meant by eighth grade year.
That dick's been laying doormat for years.
Let me talk!
I'm sorry.
You're just going into it every time. For third time. What I mean by eighth grade year is that is when I discovered masturbation. So I feel bad.
That it took that long or that.
No, not that it took that long. That I just put it through such. Harm. Fucking dry rubs and shit. No actual barbecue sauce on that rib. if you know what I'm saying.
If it could think is.
Fucking hell. Ah!
Please.
Ah, it hurts! I'm still gonna come, but it hurts! You know? So, I feel bad for you, Mr. Dick. My bad. Sorry, Maurice. My bad.
Maurice.
Sorry.
Fuck. Well, there was a good
Maurice
long,
has a full
nice
head of hair, if you know what I'm saying. Sorry, that came in.
Shit. That's a good long 10-minute talk about dicks.
Nice long?
Long.
Nice long talk.
A nice long talk. Fuck. Man, that's wild. Speaking of wild shit like that, so all this Area 51 shit that's going on, and everybody talking about
we gotta
get in on this a little bit, because this, man, like, part of me, I really would love to do that. I wish there was a way that we could get, like, some sort of, if the government could agree to let us try, but not kill people, you know what I mean?
What do you mean try?
We're not gonna be able to do it.
They can't stop us all.
They can't stop us all.
I already booked my flight, bro. Don't be down into my parade.
Everybody's dead.
Right. Actually, you know what's going to be funny? I'm actually going to be close to Area 51 during that time.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to be in San Diego.
Why don't you just go?
No. I'm straight on that, dude.
Dude, I would.
Whoa.
Nice.
Rate it out of 10. Now. Yo, that was like identical.
Yeah. Those are both a good solid 6.5.
All right, I'll take it. No. I mean, shit.
Nothing super.
Are we talking about dicks again?
6.5. I'll take it.
Nothing crazy, you know?
Not as in I'll take it. Like,
right.
Take it. I mean, I'll take it as in, like, I'll take that size. That's
easy.
I'd be happy. Sign me up. It's smaller than what I have now, wink, wink. But.
Nah. Actually, I haven't seen yours. I've seen Joey's.
Oh, shit. That's not. Oh, fuck. I feel like that's one of those things that it happens more commonly than people say.
What?
You end up seeing your friend's dick.
Oh, hell yeah.
It, like, most people don't want to talk about it.
You know me, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
I am very open, and if you don't know that already, I don't know how, because I've said some
but
shit.
I feel like it
podcast.
Happens more often than people think.
Yeah.
Especially if you did sleepovers as a kid.
Yeah, but the thing is, people think it's taboo because they're not comfortable with their sexuality. I am 100% comfortable in my sexuality. I know I'm a straight man. So I can make... Dude, I was just talking about this with my buddy Damien. He used to work with me over at Office Max. He left because he's a model. Okay. He's a good-looking-ass dude. Mm-hmm. We used to play gay all the time at work. But he knows, and I know, I'm straight. And he's all like, dude, I'm so glad that I can actually play with someone, you know, like this at work. Because everyone else would get super, 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 like, defensive and super, right. Like, mad about it. I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck. If it's funny, it's funny. I'm going to say it. Yeah. And I'm going to, like, do it.
Exactly. Well, even, it's not even about being straight. It's not even about that. It whatever you are, you should be comfortable in it and confident in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to be an SJW here, I guess. Justice Warrior Casey to the rescue. I'm not like that at all. But I am saying, like, I mean, whatever you're... Be confident in who you are. Just because you say some shit does not mean you're not who you are. You know what I mean? Like, don't let people bring you down because of you saying shit. Like, that's fucking stupid. That was very unintentionally, like,
yo.
Inspirational. But...
Yo!
Fuck. But, like, dude. I do the same type of shit, man. I like to joke around about stuff, and I don't care what people think about me. That's the biggest thing. Is people, a lot of people, excuse me.
7 2/4.
Yeah, that was a little bit better. That one had the deeper. But, man, I can smell a little sushi on that one, too. So that means it was coming from deep down that place a while ago. Oh, shit. We always eat like kings before this podcast so that we're feeling really good.
Yeah, man, we just had some nice sush.
But, I mean, even fuck, just think about, like, what we just did. I mean, two guys, we're going to record a podcast together. So we were like, hey, let's go see a movie beforehand. There's some guys out there that wouldn't do that just from the fear of people around them that they don't even fucking know. Dude, thinking that they're gay.
Do you know how many times I get...
First of all, that's homophobic as fuck. I'm sorry.
That's homophobic as fuck.
If you're that worried that somebody's going to think you're gay, that means you really, really hate the idea of people thinking you're gay, which is kind of suspect in itself.
It bothers me when, like,
whatever you want to do, if you don't want... Whatever. If that's your thing, like, I'm not going to go out to the movie to a movie with a guy because I don't want it to look gay. That's your thing. I'm not saying you're a bad person for that. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that would be insecure to the point that they wouldn't be able to do that, which is kind of sad. And honestly, like, I'm not worried about what random ass people are going to think about me. Who cares?
Facts.
You're never even going to see them again.
Exactly, dude. I have a story, okay?
Do it.
Me and Zion, my buddy Zion, shout out to my buddy Zion. He and I have worked together at Disc Traders from like 2015 to when I got fired in 2016, and then when I got rehired in 2017.
We should definitely try and get him on one of these someday.
I'd be down. I'd be hella down.
I think he'd be a great guest.
Anyway,
you two have a ton of stories together too, so that
we do. Because I just basically replaced you with him.
Wow.
Shit. I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
Anyway,
finish the story while I finish crying.
So we go to Costco a lot, and already people are like, oh, that's gay! That's gay! Fuck, no, dude! I like hanging out with my boy no matter what it is.
Right.
I like to hang out no matter what the fuck we're doing. Hell because I know we don't have to be doing shit to have a good time because we are funny-ass fucking people. Anything is gonna is gonna make me laugh. So we go to Costco, and we're checking out, right? I'm the cart boy, you know? I grab the cart, Zion tells me what to grab, I put it in the cart. I drive it around too.
Yeah, that's a little gay.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck, though.
I'm just fucking with you.
I know.
But I can see how people would
do that. Yeah, yeah. So,
cares?
We get to the checkout line, and there's this very nice black lady there, right? She's super nice. Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? Yeah. Right? All the whole nine. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, are you two special friends? And I'm like, no, we're just gym buddies. And she's like, oh, it's okay if you're roommates, don't worry about it.
Yo, what the
fuck? And I'm like, no, we're just friends. Gym buddies, that's cute. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Yo, I'm like, no, we're just buddies. We're just friends, don't get
she
it mixed
really
up.
Wanted you guys.
She really wanted us to be gay. And I'm just like, you know, I get it, you know, but...
Maybe she wanted a story. Maybe she wanted to be able to go back and tell people, like, oh, I met a gay couple at work today. Maybe she wanted...
I met a gay couple at work today, and, like, I was so supportive. You know, maybe she just wants to show her support.
Yeah.
Which and then she's like, oh, shit, I may have fucked up. Don't worry, it's okay. You don't have to, like, worry about that. Why'd you put your turn signal on?
I accidentally bumped it. My bad.
You know, it's okay to be whatever you are. And I'm just, like, telling her, like, yo... Good, because I'm straight. And so is he. I can't tell him he's straight, and I mean, he's told me that, so I know he's straight, but, you know, I can't go around telling people, hey, you're gay, you're straight, you're gay, you're les, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're straight, right. les. You know? I can't.
I hate the, and...
But, yeah.
I feel bad being so serious right now, but, like, you know what? Fuck it. It's our fucking podcast. We'll do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Just kidding.
Fuck you guys! But fuck you!
I hate being so serious, but, like, it's the same thing. I hate the idea of people making fun of people, like, for, like, oh, you're gay for doing that, or some shit like that. I feel like those same people will call you homophobic if you try to do something, if you say something, a joke about gay people. So,
right.
I will make jokes that will make me look fucking gay, because it's very open fucking...
Yeah, yeah, I love making gay jokes about myself.
And then I will also make jokes about gay people as well.
So will I.
Because I will make jokes about straight people.
I make jokes about everyone.
Thank you, exactly.
Oh, look at that!
Let's
shared totally brain. Kiss. No, we diss everybody. If I didn't diss gay people, if I didn't diss a black person, if I didn't diss a white person, I diss the white, the black, the purple, the yellow, the red, and the blue, everyone.
And
I roast
the green after
everyone.
We're done storming Area 50.
And the green after we're done storming. I don't give a fuck.
No, but like...
Because everyone can laugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it dissing. I think dissing is the wrong word. It's more like I'll poke fun at everybody. So I think it's kind of stupid that, you know, people have to worry about, oh, I'm going to get called gay if I say this, or if I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The biggest point of all this, what I'm trying to say, is enjoy your life and just do whatever the fuck you want and don't care what other people say or think. Because as soon as I've gotten to that point, because trust me, we all were between the age of 12 and 16 before, and that's the age where, like, if anybody says the littlest thing about you, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
As soon as you get out of that phase, which some people don't, they go into their adult life still thinking the same way. Once you get out of that and you don't care what people think or say about you anymore, man, it'll open up a whole bunch of possibility for you to be able to be whoever you want to be, your own self.
Right.
And don't worry about shit, man. That's a really serious thing for us to say on a podcast that's mostly made for joking around and shit, but hey, I mean it when I say that. There's no punchline for that. That's just for real.
Yeah.
Be yourself and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Who cares what other people think?
Fuck everyone else. Do you.
Yeah. I don't know how.
Unless you're doing yourself harm.
Yeah. And I mean, if doing yourself is what you want to do, figure out a way to make a clone of yourself and fuck it. You should not be judged for that. I'm very close to narcissistic enough to do that.
Yeah.
Not quite, but I'm close.
You know how they make, like, custom fleshlights? Like, this fleshlight looks like Riley Reed's butthole. This one looks like Riley Reed's pussy. This one looks like Riley Reed's pussy and butthole. You know?
I just want to hold it. I don't.
I want to move it slowly.
I don't want to even do anything weird to it. I just want to hold it.
Imagine you're living with your girlfriend and you got that, like, in your back pocket. You know, you got that because, you know, you were moving in and you didn't want to, like, throw it away because this was, like, from your college days where you were like, yo, I want to fuck myself. Right? And then.
I've always wanted. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And she just finds that, like, under, like, all your underwear.
You're like,
and she's like, what the fuck?
And then she realizes it's you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not somebody else. And she's like...
And she's like...
I don't know what to think about.
Yeah.
But I think it would be funny to have, like, one of those locket things or one of those, you know...
I can't stop laughing at your sideways hat.
I'm sorry. I had to put my hat on.
You look like you're about to audition to be in Crisscross.
I think it would be funny to have, like, one of those... You know, those things where it's like... I think mostly girls wear them and shit, but like that, one of those locket necklaces where it's got like a picture of somebody in there. I think it would be funny
if you had yourself
to wear. Yeah, just a picture of yourself. It's
Dude, now I want to do that.
I know, right? Somebody's like, oh,
I want a heart one.
Sweet. What do you? Who is that in there? You just opened it up. It's me. I love myself.
I have a fucking. This is how I've been losing weight. I have a poster in my room of myself with the 7x7 burger from Five Guys. Steak and Shake. Seven patties, dude, 7 pieces of cheese.
Five Guys sounds good right now.
Yeah, but anyway, they're closed.
Yeah, I'm literally looking at it.
Right, and this is when I was like, just like, I didn't give a shit about what I was eating, and I didn't give a shit about what I look like. Right? So this was like 4 months ago. Mm. No. I think it was last summer. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Some changes were made. Yeah. You know how I was fucking huge. I was a fucking ball. If I wasn't tall, if I wasn't 6'4", Jesus fuck, I would look like a fucking the basketball that the Monstars used in Space Jam.
I was a fucking ball. I gotta say, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that when they were referring to themselves used to be bigger. I was a fucking ball.
Right, so I eat that, right? So, and I have a poster of myself with the burger, right? And this is how I've been losing weight. I got that poster, hung it up in my room, and I just go, "You fat fuck. You fat piece of shit." And then that's my motivation to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people have like positive motivation of like pictures of themselves improving. You are like, I'm looking at pictures of what I don't want to be like. That's smart.
Because I was looking at videos. I was reminiscing of the old house where we used to go hang out all the time. You know, the old house?
Over in Allegan,
the trailer park? Oh, man. Memories. A lot of memories there.
I hate that place, but there's a lot of memories.
There's so many good memories.
One of those memories is me being poor as fuck. Hey, guys. Ramen noodles again. Let's go.
Hey, dude, Marie Callender's chicken Alfredo again. You had like four in one night.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I was watching old videos, and I'm just like, holy shit, I was fat as fuck. Like, I'm still a big dude, but...
Well, that's where it's hard. It's like, man, like, for me, I see the same thing. Like, I lost, like, 10 or 15 pounds recently, more, like, this year. Honestly, just from it not being winter. I always gain weight in the winter. And, like... Yeah, you lose 10, 15 pounds, and you should feel good about that. You know, that's an accomplishment. But, like, you still look at yourself and you're like, I'm still bigger. You know, I still would like to lose more. And I feel like sometimes people get discouraged by that. Like, fuck, I'm still fat. But that's a huge
I look at it from the
like
way
you're saying, like, oh, I'm still big, but you lost a ton of weight, and you should be proud of that. You know what I mean?
I lost fucking 40 pounds.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Fucking 40 pounds.
And you're working hard for it. I mean, if anybody follows you on Snap, they see you know you're at the gym and shit.
Yeah, get less gross.
Yeah, get less gross.
Yeah. Episode like 41 or whatever. Cause
I love that theme. Get less gross. That was the best thing ever.
No, because I keep forgetting like post it. So I'll go on other days, but then I just forget to post it. And so I only have 41 episodes, but that's only 41 times that we've actually like posted it. Yeah, because I haven't lost 40 pounds and only going 41 times.
Me, I just...
Trust me.
Me, I just grow my beard out or my hair out, and I just cover my fat with hair. That's the way I see it.
That's one reason why I haven't shaved my chest.
Yeah. And then
they distract people from my breasts.
Yeah.
From my titties.
That's a good point. As soon as I shave my face, like... So, I mean, I'll never shave my goatee because I have to have something. I'm one of those guys where I look a lot older than I am. Most people think I'm somewhere between like 23 to 27. That's two very random numbers, but that is a lot of times the guesses that I get, or anywhere from there, for age wise. I'm only 20, and it's because of my beard and stuff, so I keep that. But like, as soon as I shave the surroundings of my facial hair and it's like just my goatee here, I look in the mirror and I'm like, God damn, it looks like I just gained 20 pounds. Like,
it's all in the cheeks,
difference.
Dude.
Yeah. It's that
dude,
much
because
when
I was
because your cheeks are bare now, and it's like, you notice that it looks...
Because I used to be super insecure about my body. Now, I mean, I still am, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Right?
I think everybody is, man. You even get thin, super healthy people that are insecure about their body.
Facts. Facts. So. But yeah, I was insecure, so I would only like take pictures like or take videos and only have my you know, my face in it. And you know, I still look at them and I'm like, fuck, man. That's you got some big old cheeks, Seb. You got some big old cheeks, Sebby. DJ Sebby with the big cheeks.
I think that when I look at ass pictures that I took of myself too. You got some big cheeks. In that case, I'm saying it in a positive light.
You know, one time I took an ass pic of myself.
Really?
Yeah, with my selfie stick just to get some nudes from this one girl. The shit that I used to do to get nudes. It worked.
Fuck, that's great.
But in all reality, it could just be some fat white dude.
I've never actually.
With Cheeto dust on his beard and like wanting dudes' ass pics and just like downloading shit and giving them to me.
That's pretty gross. To think of. Ugh.
Yeah.
But like,
Man,
when I was younger, I used to be way thinner when I was younger. You've seen like my brothers and shit, how thin they are. Like, yeah. I was more like that.
Same.
I gained a lot of weight when I got older because my metabolism. Shut down.
Well, I just ate my feelings during my parents' divorce. Woof. Damn, that got
deep.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
I did a lot of depressed eating too. That is one of the biggest things that'll do it for people. Is
dude, that and I worked at McDonald's. This one right here that we're looking at.
Food is the most comforting thing ever.
Oh my god.
It is. Second to heroin. But
if it ain't Mexican black tar, I don't want it.
Exactly. Get it out of my fucking face.
Yeah, fuck that Persian shit.
No, like, even then, I was thinner and stuff like that. And, and like, I was not a bad-looking kid by any means. But, like, God, that sounds arrogant as fuck. But anyway,
whatever. Yeah, you were a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
Shout out to Angela. Actually, no, fuck Angela. Angela, you're a good friend. I get it. But still, fuck you for not dating my boy Casey because...
Yeah. What?
What?
Nah, she was still better looking than me, though, so I don't blame her. She's out of my league. I'm just kidding. I don't believe in leagues, but... Hey.
What about NFL?
Hey, what happens, happens. Yeah. Anyway, the whole point of me saying this is I used to take... No, that's fine. I used to... But, Angela, if you're listening, that... You know what?
That was all. If you're listening, that was all me.
Yeah. Shit. But, you know, just don't listen. Turn it off.
Yeah.
Stop listening.
Angela, stop. Okay. Please. All
right. I would take pictures of, like, half my face because I thought I looked better.
I think
like,
half my
face. I was worried about taking a picture of my whole face because I just didn't think I looked good. But a when lot of people of don't think face. They look good.
Yeah. When I take a picture of half my face, I feel like I look fatter.
Here's the thing, though. I mean... You shouldn't really look at yourself. I mean, unless you're really, really narcissistic or you are whatever sexual that is where you're actually attracted to yourself, which is really weird. No offense to anybody that is, but...
Asexual?
That's pretty weird.
Right?
Yeah. Something like that. Unless that's the case, I don't think anybody really looks at themselves and goes, I look fucking awesome. I think we all have pictures of ourselves where we say, oh, I look my best in that picture. I look good in that picture. But, like, I don't think generally there's that many people that honestly take pictures of themselves all the time and think, God, I look fucking great all the time.
I do that. I do that when I see pictures of me in an outfit that I like. But it's not like my body.
Everybody's got pictures like that.
But it's not my body. I'm like, damn, I look good with that fit on.
That looks good on me.
I look good with that fit on. Like the shoes, the shirt, the jacket, the pants, the hat, or that hair. Oh my God. That fucking hair is amazing. I love it. I do. I really, really do.
Man, so that's where I think a lot of people get insecure about themselves and stuff like that because they don't look at themselves and think, oh, I look great or stuff like that because most people don't. So you shouldn't, man, for some reason I'm really being like,
yeah, dude, here, get this in your head. Everyone is gross. Everybody's fucking gross.
Everybody has problems with themselves. Everybody. There's nobody out there that...
Some of you have stinky pussies. I'll just put it out there.
Dude, you could be a drop-dead gorgeous girl. Drop-down-dead gorgeous girl.
Drop-dead. You were right the first time.
I was right the first time. You could be a super ripped guy. There's always something about yourself that you might not like. It people will find it.
Yeah, like if you're a hot girl and like one of your nipples kind of droops a little bit, yeah. You're insecure about that. If you're a hot guy and one of your abs is like fucking, I don't know, like twisted and shit, like it looks fucking gross. You're just gonna be like, you're fuck. Like,
I'm ripped, but as soon as I take my shirt off, I look fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Or like I have great tits, but then when someone looks at them, they're like, whoa.
What the fuck is that?
What is that one looking at over there? Like, your tits can see the 50-yard line and half field at the same time. It doesn't matter. Everyone's fucking gross. Everyone has problems. And you know what? In real life, you got to fucking deal with them. Yeah. And if you want to be in relationships, you got to deal with them with each other.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Is if anything, take motivation for what you don't like about yourself, and if you can change stuff about it, do it. If you can't change it, don't worry about it. If it's stuff you can't change, you shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
If you can't, I mean, that's where both me and Sebi are talking about, you know, we both have struggled with some overweight issues before. There's stuff we do about it, and, you know, you lost 40 pounds. I lost, like, 10 pounds before. So
yeah, bitch.
It really sounds bad. That does not sound good for me, but...
Nah, you know. Dude. Hey. Everyone has their own progress. There's the goal, and you gotta get to that goal no matter how long or how fucking you gotta do it.
Yeah.
You gotta wake up, and Uncle Joey Coco Diaz says this. You gotta wake up every morning saying, who do I gotta stab to get my lunch money?
You gotta wake up every morning, jerk off, then say, who do I have to stab to get my...
You gotta get that clarity of that post-nut.
That post-nut clarity.
Oh, my God. I wrote a great song the other day after nutting.
See? Okay. Here's something that most people will not talk about because this is pretty probably.
Real quick, before you get into that, I just want to say one thing. Any guy is going to fall in love with you if you hit him up when he's like jerking off.
Yeah.
So like, let's say I'm you know, choking my chicken, you know? Mm. Right? I'm seasoning my meat. And some girl that I already like talking to, that, you know, that I'm talking to, that I like, yes, hits me up. If I am beating my meat and I see that name prop cross up on my fucking notifs, like, I'm, oof, notifications, notifs.
Yeah, notifs, you know, yeah. You're like.
I'm like, boom, yo, I love this girl.
You just hit me in the right moment.
You hit me in the right moment, I love you. I mean.
That's basically exactly what I was about to say. Well, close to what I was going to say.
If your homie does it, that's another story.
Yeah. There's post-nut clarity, but like, okay, this is going to sound suspect as fuck me talking about this, but I don't care again. There's post-nut clarity, but there is that moment from when you start that shit to until you finish it. In between, you have no...
There's no clarity.
There's opposite of clarity.
Like, unless you're watching porn, like, if you're jerking off by yourself,
clarity.
If you're jerking off just straight up without anything to watch, yeah, your mind goes to some weird-ass places.
And
right? Like, you're like, also, oh, hey, grandma. Wait, what? No! Your dick gets soft, and you have to start over, and it's a whole weird process.
Yes, that's true.
That is 100%
also,
true.
So, also, the other thing that can happen is all of a sudden... Okay, so it's basically your extremely horny phase.
Dude.
Nutting is you getting rid of that. Okay,
yeah.
This is
way
TMI, but I don't care.
I got a story after you tell yours.
Way too much info. That horny phase, that in the middle spot,
it's so
there
animalistic.
Is where you make the worst fucking decisions of your life. It's where you grab your phone and you go, I wonder what my ex-girlfriend's doing right now.
Right. Dude. There are times where I'm so horny that I'll be like jerking off and I'll be like, fuck, I could just, if I had the money right now, I would get a prostitute. I would do it. No, and then like
as soon as you're done, you're like,
holy fuck, really, what am I, did I say that? Even if it was just in my head.
As soon as I've done, you know, as soon as you do that, you check your phone, you go, I'm really texting my ex. Fuck.
No. Shit. God damn it. I didn't mean to apologize for that. I have no need to do that. I just wanted a quick bang.
Exactly. Dude. That's a real thing.
Any
guy that's gonna say that's not a real thing is lying.
Bullshit.
Fucking teeth off.
Bullshit. Every
that's
guy.
How shit happens, dude.
Every guy in their head is like, yo, if there, you know, there's, if I could find a prostitute that looks like her on this screen, I would buy her.
I would do
and
it
I'd
right
fuck
now.
Her. I would do it right now. Every guy has thought that. Every guy. So you can't say, oh, my boyfriend would never say that in his life. Even in his head. Like, he doesn't even watch porn. He doesn't, because he loves me so much.
Right.
Shut up, Sarah. You've been dating for 2 days. Calm down.
That's so true. That's so true. We're getting married, okay?
He is my day one. The only one for me.
He's your day one, and today's day two. So.
Right.
So far, so good. Okay, cool.
We have never even fought. Like, okay, chillax.
I'm about to prove that I am not an SJW person at all, because this is going to sound sexist as fuck, but, like, it's pretty true that a lot of times girls get a little hyped up about a relationship very fast. And, like, you know, you've seen those memes where it's, like, the girls post, like, he's my world, and it's like, what are you doing trying to build a solar system? It's your fifth world in 3 weeks.
Don't
like,
ask.
Like, I'm sorry, here's the thing. Okay, here's a quick segue, a quick little midway truth. If it's memed, it's true. Memes are where the truth comes from, okay? Yeah. Because memes are where people, there's no face to it, so people aren't afraid to just say something that's fucking true. Because if I say that to a girl, like, face to face, she's gonna go, you're fucking sexist, you're a piece of shit. Or any girl listening to this is probably saying that right now.
Yeah.
And it's probably...
Hear him out. Let him extend an olive branch while I try to sort my feet.
As soon as that's a meme, thank you for exposing the fact that I'm disgusting and my truck is filled with cans because I'm an alcoholic. Just kidding. It's not alcohol. I do not drink and drive.
It's all fucking Monster.
Most of the time. And, like... Just kidding.
Most of the time. I just caught that.
So
no, go back to defending yourself.
Don't drink and drive. But yeah, so when it's a meme, people don't see a face to it, so they just laugh at it. They don't know who made it. It could have been a girl that made it. It could have been a white woman that made it. It could have been a black dude that made it. You know, they have no idea. Which is the beauty of memes and why the truth comes out in memes and why memes are the funniest thing in the fucking world is because there's no face to it, so people are not afraid of getting bashed. That's the problem. As soon as there's a face to it, all of a sudden now people feel the need to bash them for being inappropriate or being sexist, racist, blah, blah, blah. There are definitely things that can be said or done that are terrible things to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it is actually one of those things. And I hate those type of people too. We all do.
Yeah.
But
there's a difference between making a joke.
People need to learn the difference of that, because I feel like people are way too quick to get on a hate train of somebody. And just because they slipped up or said something that they thought was funny, but maybe it was going a little too far or something, all of a sudden the next thing you know, we hate that celebrity. Fucking kill him, burn him at the stake, shit. Now, you're no better than anybody else that, you know, says shit like that at that point. Like, it's, you know, we gotta be able to have a little bit of slack. And that's where, like, I've had people that have told me with stuff like this, like my podcast and stuff like that, like, oh, you gotta be careful what you say or people might hate you or call you, you know, certain stuff because of stuff you say. You can gladly go ahead and call me shit for stuff that I say.
That, and we don't get enough listeners.
Exactly, so I'm not worried about it. There's 10 people listening to this. I'm not worried.
Hey, we haven't gotten under 20 points.
I'm just kidding. But, hey, guys, tell your friends about this podcast so that they can think you're a piece of shit, too.
Yeah. Just a quick plug.
But, you know, that's it. At the end of the day, I'm so sorry, by the way, for people that are listening to this and, like, I was expecting this to be funny. It has been funny. But, like, and are, like, Casey's random-ass moments where he was trying to be weird-ass motivational, inspirational,
right,
or whatever. That was pretty fucking dumb. I'm sorry for those. For some reason, I'm in that mood today, so I'm sorry about that.
No, you're not sorry.
I'm not.
Fuck them.
Fuck everybody.
Fuck everybody. Everybody sucks, and you gotta put that in your head.
Yes.
It's up to you to make
including
everyone better.
Yourself. Fuck.
See, you know why? That's that. You know why? Everyone can do better. That's why I always put neutral when, like, at Meijer, I shop, and at the end of it, it's like, how rate your experience? Neutral. You can always do better.
I always put bad because I figure I'm like, the more bads they get, the more they're going to have to look into like trying to be better.
True.
So I'm better than you. Just kidding. But no, that's honestly, I do it more as a joke because if somebody's with me, I'll just be like, yeah, fucking terrible. I'm literally in the self-checkout for the one item I was looking for. Did you find everything you were looking for? Nope.
Too hard. I didn't have anyone to help me.
I did not find my soulmate yet again.
I'm pissed. Fuck!
I'm coming to Meijer hoping I will find the woman of my dreams. And every time I don't, that's what I was looking for.
I come out empty-handed. Well, no, I come out with some gelato because I'm sad.
Yes. Dude, that would be funny, though, if they had, like, a survey that you could fill out, and they're like, did you find everything you were looking for? No. If no, what was it that you were looking for that we didn't provide? And you'd just be like, the woman of my dreams. They gotta have that somewhere. Now I gotta do that shit. Well, somebody probably already has. But, fuck, that would be so funny. Imagine being the guy that actually goes through that shit and be like, what the fuck?
The thing is, over at my store at Office Max, like, we can see all that you write in the surveys.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, so, I mean, so you can shop at Office Max, do the survey.
And I could do it, and you would know who it was. Like, oh, yeah. Chronicles of Stupidity listeners would know who it is, all 20 of you.
Dude, I can't. Yo, I signed a Pop-Tart box for being in this podcast with you.
Dude, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Someone came in and was like,
you know what? They're missing half of the podcast on that autograph, so I hope that guy finds me.
He goes, yo, you're Sebastian, right?
I'm if you're like, looking for
how
me,
do you fucking know me?
Serious?
Yeah, I don't have him in my story or anything.
Dude,
it's just some random listener.
Funny. If you're looking for me, guy, random listener guy.
He had Ray-Bans.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Remember?
No. No, it was one of those jobs that I did for him that was like right there. He just needed like 3 prints and I just signed it.
So he must have followed the page or something.
Something.
So somehow he recognized you. That's cool.
That's fucking cool.
It's really weird because, like, most people, like we're obviously not famous by any means. And
fuck no. If anything, we're Z-list celebrities.
But that guy, if you're looking for the second half of your autograph, I'm probably on the weekend in a parking lot somewhere recording a podcast.
Yeah.
So if you find a blue Chevy truck sitting in the way back part of a parking lot, stop and get my autograph because I would love to sign something because I would feel it special.
If anything, it would devalue that box, though, having Casey's signature because I'm infinitely better.
It would. They'd be like, man, that was a good Pop-Tart box. I might have paid like 10 cents for it. Now, you would have to pay me 10 cents to take.
Yeah. Fuck.
Now I want to do that to one of my roommates sometime. Like, if they're about to throw away something, like just a piece of cardboard or something. Hey! That's good cardboard! I'll give you 20 cents for it. Don't throw that away, you bitch!
What the fuck? Just with random household items. Hey, don't throw away that used battery! I know there's nothing, no juice in it, and it's not rechargeable. But I'll give you 10 cents for it.
You're just carrying around a big pocket full of change. And every time you see one of your roommates or something about to throw something away, you just say, like, I'll give you a nickel for it.
You just see someone throwing away, like, a plate of food. Like, full of, you know, the juices and stuff. Yeah. Like, because he's done.
Yeah.
You just see him about to throw it away. No.
That's good food.
Don't throw away that paper plate. I'm hungry as fuck. I'll give you 25 cents for it.
You're just sitting there over there licking the fucking plate.
I need this. I'm starved.
Then you start eating the plate.
I need sustenance. Jesus.
Oh my god. Well, that was a quick way to fill an episode. Episode 5 is pretty weird.
Yeah.
We covered some crazy.
Let's get weird. Hey, that's the name.
Let's get weird. I say that on, like, everyone, though, for, like, the bio.
That's true.
But, hey, we could use it as a title. I haven't used it as a title.
We could just say...
Motivational, inspirational.
This motivational is motivational talk at a Target parking lot.
I gotta like that one. Or we could just fucking...
The streetlights.
There's really nothing that I've thought of. There's really nothing that we really used for a title. We could literally just call it Target parking lot. The most simple.
Or the floodlights are off.
The most simple. The floodlights are off.
Because they are.
They are, but they weren't off for the whole podcast.
No, they weren't. They were turned off.
They turned off about a half an hour in.
Yeah. Or return your cards to the store. Because that was stupid. No, I'm an idiot. I'm going to go kill myself. See ya.
I was already planning on doing that as soon as I turned off the camera. So
The camera?
The audio.
Yeah. Killing yourself?
Now I definitely am doing it after calling that a camera.
Well, okay. So if I had to drive myself home with you dead, would that be a violation of my permit? Because I have to drive with someone who's 18 and has their license. But you'd be dead. It doesn't say that they have to be alive,
though. I would still have my license on me.
Yeah. I could be like, yo, he's fucking...
There's a silver lining on there. He is over 18. He does have his license on him. But is he dead? Yes.
But he has his license.
But he has his license on him. If I was dead and, like, in a casket in the back, no. Like, well...
Like, he just... Well...
Again, do I have my license on me or not?
Well, in the casket, no. Because he has to be in the car. Right. He or she.
That's true.
Or it.
Yeah. We're really being socially correct in this whole podcast.
Thorough.
As much as possible.
Well, I don't think it would be... I think that's kind of disrespectful, to be honest.
Really?
So, she, or them.
He, she, or whatever.
No, whatever, you know...
Whatever you want to be called.
Right. If you want to be called Ostrich Man, that's you.
I want to be called...
You thought if you just said it, it would just go?
Yeah, I thought it was going to come to me. I want to be called...
Or on you?
Or it could have came on me. I thought it was going to come all over me. Fuck.
Fuck.
I just want to be...
Call me fuck.
Yeah, just call me fuck. That's what my... that's
fuck! Yeah?
That's what I want my pronoun to be. So when you're like, hey... Him over there. You'd be like, hey, fuck over there.
Oh, he's a fuck.
No, he's.
Oh, sorry. Fuck's a fuck.
Fuck's a fuck.
Fucking
idiot.
Fucking fuck. No, it's just like someone goes, hey, fuck. Yeah.
Hey, there we go. There's the title. You fucking fuck fuck.
You fucking fuck.
I'll have to star it so that they let it go through, but you fucking fuck fuck.
You fucking fuck fuck. Hello?
Oh, that's the podcast gods telling us it's over? It's done? We gotta go.
Gotta go. Podcast gods said. Oh.
We gotta go, guys.
Episode 5.
Oof.
In the books.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on another adventure in the life of two guys with Chronicles of Stupidity.
I'm Casey Smith.
We never even introduced ourselves because we don't care about ourselves. It's a humble thing. We love everyone. This isn't about us. This is about you. So I'm Casey Smith, your host, with my co-host.
Sebastian Portella, or DJ Sebalicious, or just call me Subby.
Or just call me...
Tonight.
That fuck over there.
Hey, fuck. You know what? My name is Sebby, but you can call me tonight.